Name?
Natalie. Glanville. I have a think about that.
Okay. Oh, you're going to do
well. That's not a good start, is it?
Occupation?
Broadcast journalist.
Real Radio investigates children in trouble.
We lock up over 2,000 young people each year. Nearly 1,500 of them are aged between 15 and 17. A Real Radio news special has been looking at what it's really like for those children behind bars.
People in here, it's like they've all got different minds. Some people love this place, they just come back for the fun of it.
We speak to the staff who look after them.
Just simply locking them away and throwing away the key until they're released doesn't work.
We'll be speaking to the families about the heartache it brings, and we'll be asking, is prison really working?
Radio investigates children in trouble.
It's 6 a.m. I've just arrived at Wetherby Young Offenders Institute. The prison is home to 360 trainee boys aged between 15 and 17 years old. Looking around, a wall of gates surrounds the building here. Barbed wire on the top makes sure no one escapes. It's exactly what you would expect to see at a jail. Now, I've just had my bag checked. I'm not allowed to take in my phone or money. I've had to leave them in a locker outside. Two lock gates later, and I've been let in by a prison officer carrying a large bunch of keys. It's cold today, the skies are grey and making the prison look even more uninviting and unwelcoming. Where I'm stood now, the young offenders will arrive here in a prison van, a bleak start to their future behind bars.
When I saw my mum in court and I was stood next to my mum, it was a bit all too fast, because, like...
Just about to go on a driving scene later. I am sober at the minute, and I'm going to see how my reaction times are normally, without a drink.
So we're off. It's actually quite like driving down a normal road. There's hazards in the road. There's some workmen on the other side of the road. Slow down a little bit for that.
OK, I'm in the pub now. Can I have a small glass of white wine, please? OK, so I'm here with Pete now, and I'm in the simulator, and I'm going to do 70 miles an hour...
But the first time you did this, your thinking distance was 15 metres.
Yes.
Your thinking distance this time, after one glass of wine, is 21 metres.
Now, that's interesting, because my breathalyzer told me that I would pass. However, I've just done the simulator again, and my reactions are just a lot slower. Here at Asda, there are loads of offers on alcohol. The supermarket says their discounts on crates of lager and cider are aimed at people throwing parties, and it's up to us to be responsible. So before the minimum pricing hits the shelves, I've come to see how much I can actually buy for £10.
Welcome. Please scan your first item